Hi, everybody. My name is Josh Nason, and this is Josh Nason's Punch-Out here on WrestlingObserver.com. Coming to you with a special, I guess say, a breaking news edition of the show, even though this news broke a few hours ago. Vince McMahon stepping down voluntarily as chairman and CEO of WWE. Stephanie McMahon is in. Vince is going to be on SmackDown tonight. Crazy, crazy morning. I wanted to get something up even just for a few minutes to kind of recap what we know, what could happen, and all those good things. It's been a wild morning. The guys, Dave and Brian, I don't know if they're doing a breaking news edition of Wrestling Observer Radio this morning or not. Again, it's as I'm recording this, it's about 7:45 their time. So I don't know if they might wait till Wrestling Observer Live and tackle all this then. However, we're going to get something up at least in the interim, just kind of catch you all up. If for some reason you haven't heard any of the news, or rather here in audio form. So yeah, around 7 o'clock this morning, being Friday morning, WWE sent out a press release, and it said in it, and again, to paraphrase, in the latest development of one of wrestling's biggest stories, Vince McMahon has voluntarily stepped down as WWE chairman and CEO while the company's special committee of the board investigates alleged misconduct. Those are my words, not from the release. That's from the story I did this morning. And of course, as I mentioned, Stephanie McMahon, packing power after a brief, I think not even a month absence, leave of absence. Stephanie McMahon was named interim CEO and the chairwoman until the investigation concludes. And in typical Vince McMahon fashion, I saw people saying, "You know, what does this mean? Is he out of creative?" That seemed to be a big question people had. No, Vince McMahon's going to stick around. He's going to retain his role and responsibilities related to WWE's creative content during this period and remains committed to cooperating with the review underway. There was some tweets from a CNBC reporter, and I'm going to get to this because I don't know. So, something doesn't seem right about this. That is actually related to the other news of the week, or the day rather, feels like a week, is that Vince McMahon himself is going to appear on tonight's edition of SmackDown. I would assume it's going to be in a pre-tape. We're not sure yet. And this is kind of what the story was. This is Alex Sherman, who is a reporter from CNBC. And he says, this was at about 9... probably about 10 o'clock, new from CNBC, Vince McMahon will speak tonight on SmackDown in character as Mr. McMahon to address his temporary absence. And he speculates it could be a big ratings night for WWE. McMahon has torn up the script for SmackDown, which was written last night, I'm told. Then later saying, I'm also told that elevating Stephanie to CEO after she just left to focus on family is an optics play to signal Vince McMahon has no intention of stepping down. We'll get to that in just a minute. I'm kind of skeptical of that reporting, and we'll talk about that more in a minute. But again, the big news, Vince McMahon is out, at least for now. And again, he voluntarily stepped down. And to me, and again, he's not permanently stepping down unless the board is trying to get him out of there. But this seems to be a temporary thing, obviously. And Stephanie McMahon brought back. This whole story is a quite a family ordeal. You try to avoid having wrestling brain when thinking these things are storylines and all these type of things. You know, who leaked this story to the Wall Street Journal the other day? That of course, if for some reason you're not familiar with this, and if you're listening to this, I can't imagine, is that on Wednesday, the Wall Street Journal revealing that the WWE board was investigating Vince McMahon over a $3 million hush pact, a secret hush pact, so to speak, with a former employee with which he allegedly had a relationship with, and in addition to other potential non-disclosure agreements that could be related to similar situations there. Not good. This woman also allegedly, according to the Wall Street Journal report, her pay went up from $100,000 a year to $200,000 a year, and John Laurinaitis was involved with this as well. There was a reference to handing over to John Laurinaitis as a toy. I believe that was the right terminology there. So kind of strange stuff. I should mention John Laurinaitis. He was mentioned in the press release this morning, but it was not anything about stepping down. He is the head of talent relations, so he apparently is still in this role. The business as usual quote from the other day the line that David got that was business as usual in WWE. So yeah, this is pretty crazy. So Vince McMahon is going to be on SmackDown tonight, again, assuming a pre-tape, the report I just read a minute ago from the CNBC reporter Alex Sherman, that he's going to be in character. So when I think of in character Vince McMahon, I think of the guy from the Attitude Era, the guy that, again, is playing up this kind of bombastic role, which is, you know, turned up to 11 of what he is in his everyday life. Is this the right time to be doing that? No, I don't think so. I think this is the, and not to steal a phrase from Dave, but it is a, it's in the Vince McMahon playbook, right? The Vince McMahon playbook is to never, I'm going to say never apologize, but that's kind of part of it, but just always be out ahead of things, up front and present, and that you're always fighting off something. Is what he's going to say tonight going to be cringeworthy? It's entirely possible. And there's questions of whether this is a smart thing to do, considering he is the chairman, CEO of a multi-billion dollar company, a company that could be sold for, you know, $4, $5, $6 billion, whoever, you know, depending on the situation there. So stuff that's been speculated out there. And is this what he wants to be doing? Is it going to draw further embarrassment? I don't know. Again, this is not, is a, again, a multi-billion dollar company, but it is also a multi-billion dollar pro wrestling company. And there are some, you know, issues with that. As you might imagine, this isn't the, you know, a company that is seen in the same regard as a Google or, you know, American Airlines or name your different public entities, so to speak. This is a major story. It's getting play all over the place. I've had friends of mine and relatives that don't watch wrestling randomly text me this morning asking about this stuff, and also different news outlets. My local news outlet, I don't live in a huge area, but local news outlet did a story on it today. It's a big story because he's so well known. So yeah, this is fascinating stuff. What is McMahon going to say? How long does this investigation take? What power does Stephanie McMahon have? Again, it's her dad, her dad's company. I don't think all of a sudden she's going to change course. He's still involved in creative, which is kind of a head scratcher. But again, if you're Vince McMahon, that's not surprising, right? And I think a lot of people were disappointed by the fact he would still be doing that, as if he'd be gone. You know, is a Vince, even if he took a leave of absence, if all of a sudden is it going to turn into the booking that everybody wants? No. It's still his company, and he's still not stepping down completely. And again, this is temporary and voluntary. So this is some questions about kind of how this whole thing is happening. The leaks, you know, how did this story get to the Wall Street Journal? Did it involve someone on this board that knew this since I think it was April? Is it a Stephanie McMahon? That is a huge speculation. She's back in the company, back in the head chair. So that adds a level of intrigue as well. There's just a lot of questions about how this story came out. Are there other victims that are going to come out? As has been mentioned, there are the possible other allegations this board is investigating. And what does Vince, does he survive this? There's the sentiment of course he will, because it's pro wrestling and WWE, and he can survive anything. And then there's also the reality of, again, it's a multi-billion dollar company with multi-billion dollar partners that have a reputation to uphold, even if they're dealing with pro wrestling, Fox and NBC Universal. They're spending, I mean, NBC Universal is spending, what, $2 billion with WWE, and Fox is their commitment's over $1 billion as well. Do they want to be dealing with a company that has this type of reputation and what's going on here? If there was other misconduct and things get a lot worse, which is entirely possible it does, given similar situations and stories we've seen in history, maybe they don't care. Maybe they care to an extent. Maybe they're simply just going to see how things play out. So yeah, their influence is going to be major as well. You don't spend $2 billion in investment with a broadcast partner and not have some sort of say in how things go. This is going to be very fascinating to see, again, how this all plays out, how it's played out already, and again, what happens tonight. And again, I go back to the Alex Sherman tweets about you know, talking of day of you know, rewrites and things like that. And he mentioned, yes, a day of rewrite is not rare in terms of talking about tonight's SmackDown, but in fact, being done last night is probably the rare part. It's today's content that is rare. Yeah, I mean, I think, if you're listening to this, you know how often WWE is programming is written up often, like as the show is going on. So I don't know. I don't know what his sourcing is on this and really how accurate it is, but it seems, it doesn't seem that innovative, put it that way. I have some skepticism on that, but again, we'll see. Is it going to be completely bombastic, Vince McMahon, or is it going to be a little bit more contrite, maybe somewhere in the middle, taped? What is he going to say? Why is he going to say it? And then we'll react, obviously, after that as well. So, yeah, that's kind of the big news as of right now. Vince McMahon, again, stepping down as a WWE chairman, CEO. During this investigation, he's going to appear on SmackDown tonight. Stephanie McMahon is in as interim CEO and chairman, but Vince is going to remain on, at least in for the time being, as a creative lead and doing all the same business as usual. As we said the other day, Joan Laurinaitis is there as well. No change for his role, so that's kind of odd. But let's take a look real quick before I let you go on WWE stock. So WWE stock as of right now, which is 10:56. So WWE stock has not reacted favorably well to this news as the market opens here at 10 a.m. Eastern. It is 10:56 as I record this. It is down 4.18%, 4.1%, basically 4.2%, whatever you want to call it, down $2.71 to $62.16 a share. So that's going to obviously fluctuate there. I do not know what the rest of the market is doing. Obviously, it's pretty bad due to the economy and things like that. But yeah, not the best news, at least so far, when it comes to the WWE stock price. And again, we'll kind of see. One other thing I did want to add in before I let you go is talking about WWE sale. People have talked about, you know, NBC Universal could potentially be interested. Fox, could they be interested? I know it is a kind of a wild a Hail Mary. People have talked about ESPN. And people have talked about Disney a lot. I would say on the Disney thing, and something that we don't talk about a lot on these airwaves, is if you've been paying attention to any type of Disney business news, is that their CEO, Bob Chapek, is embattled right now. He does not have a contract extension yet. I believe his contract runs out early next year. And the board, despite letting Peter Rice go, who is one of their heads of content, really kind of a big player there, that there was some thinking that potentially could be a successor to Bob Chapek, because Disney stock is, I think, if I read this right, it was the lowest performing stock of the last year in the Dow Jones average, and that is incredible. Disney, the company that owns all this IP, Marvel, Star Wars, just their Disney catalog, the theme parks, everything in between, the Disney Plus streaming service, obviously, that they were that low performing on the Dow Jones, which is insane, absolutely insane. And this has come under Bob Chapek's watch. So is the board of Disney is not going to all of a sudden let a CEO who is not have an extension yet, they're not going to obviously let him make a $5-6 billion purchase of WWE. If they give him extension, does that put them back in the mix? Possible. Seems like an odd fit, to be honest, given the content it is. It feels like if they're going to be sold, NBC Universal seems to be the most obvious play, because Peacock needs that content. They need IP. They need identity. It's crazy. Yeah. So I can't see Disney being in the mix. And again, they're definitely not going to be in the mix if as long as their CEO Bob Chapek does not have an extension. So that'd be something to follow. If you're in the Disney is going to buy them camp, I would pay attention to that. And as soon as that happens, there is a possibility. But again, given how poorly their business has run and has performed over the last year in the business sense, that's probably not going to happen, I would say. All right, so having said all that, I'm going to let you guys go. We're about the 15-minute mark. There's really no much more to say about this story now. I'm sure Dave and Brian will have more to say on the 3 p.m. Wrestling Observer Live, unless by some miracle they do a breaking news audio earlier than that. But yeah, a lot more to be said. Vince McMahon, temporarily, voluntarily out as WWE Chairman and CEO. He will appear on SmackDown tonight to address everything, we believe, and I assume it'll be a pre-tape, but he is still the head of creative, so we're not getting done with Vince McMahon anytime soon. Thank you all for listening, and yeah, until next time, insert catchphrase here.